Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. All of you that went out on the limb based upon my say-so, that ordered one during the Black Friday sale. They've got all hands on deck at Lionheart trying to get these guns out. I think it may have, I think the reaction may have been a little more than they calculated upon. But that is in play. This is the only double action pistol I'm ever going to carry. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. If you go back over the last 2 or 3 years, the medical profession has gotten very active trying to craft a message and implement a protocol which would enable them to strip a law-abiding citizen of their Second Amendment rights. They started out at public forums, which were supposedly organized to be group discussions about gun violence. For the most part, those types of forums were nothing but networking for the propagandists, sort of like the journalist. It was the sharing of ideas on how to restrict the rights of law-abiding people and at the same time get the same message, so it sounds like it's the same if it's coming from Pensacola, Florida, or Seattle, Washington. It sounds like the same story. It's you know, the science is in. In reality, those meetings should have been called straw man, blame spin, distortion, best methods for disarming law-abiding citizens. As always, despite the fact that they may have a DR in front of their name, for those who seek freedom restriction, they are sneaky, underhanded liars who take advantage of a complicit media to broadcast this message based upon lies. And their message? Gun violence is killing millions. Guns are bad. Guns kill people. This is a public health crisis. We must do something. And without fail, they conflate data, they distort numbers, and repeat the lie over and over and over again. Recently, a new group of these MDs has assembled in Waltham to discuss what they can do. And as always, they had a sympathetic media covering their event. This appeared online. Since 1960, more than 1.3 million Americans have died in firearm suicides, homicides, and unintentional injuries. In 2010 alone, more than 31,000 died by gunfire. Sensational, isn't it? What the author isn't telling you is what you already know. In 2009, our murder rate dropped to 5.0 per 100,000 people, an all-time low. Not seen since 1960, when it was 5.1 per 100,000. In addition to that, the murder rate has dropped every year since 2009, including last year. The rate in 2013 was 4.7. So it's going down. Epidemics do not show things going down. They're spreading like wildfire. There's no way to stop the contagion. Simply put, there isn't one. And regardless of that, they compile numbers, spray them around as facts, and viola, it's a crisis. And they can't just stand by on that one flat lie. It's got to continue to evolve. They add another. The article continues, public health research has shown that firearms violence is directly related to firearms availability and density. Read that to mean gun ownership, firearms availability and density. That leads to more gun violence. We've already shown, and we know, that we're at an all-time low for murder per capita. And I don't know how. Maybe the doctors need to be listening to me. I don't know. I don't know how the doctors don't know about this incredible surge in gun sales that's been happening since 2009. Sort of doubt it. Everybody keeps, even people that should know better keep saying, well, there's nearly 300 million guns in the United States today. It's nowhere near 300 million. It's way above that, yo. And here's a textbook example of a lie coming from this particular article. Gun violence is a public health issue. That's nothing new. Violence is a public health issue. Gun violence is like other disease processes that threaten our life. He said gun violence has become so commonplace that many people seem immune to it, whether they view it on a television program or in the news. Gun violence is a threat to all of us. It affects our society, most often those at the young end of the spectrum, and takes the lives of those with promise and the chance to be productive. The reporter managed to cram the words gun violence into three consecutive sentences, four times. Well, to make it even more ridiculous, they're trying to paint the non-issue as a public health crisis by comparing it to AIDS or Ebola. They're including gun injuries in their data, then tallying up the number and estimating the medical cost of taking care of those injuries. Now, here's the thing. When you live in a glass house, you shouldn't be throwing rocks. So let's take a quick look and compare MDs to the American gun owner, shall we? The top three causes of death in the United States in order are tobacco, alcohol, and medical malpractice. According to JAMA, whatever that is, doctors kill more people than auto accidents and guns combined. There's approximately 700,000 physicians here in the United States today. And there's approximately 120,000 accidental deaths in the United States caused by physicians every year. You do the math. You do the math. That means a little more than one in seven doctors killed somebody in, 2012? One in seven. Conversely, there were 8,400 homicides, justifiable and murder in the United States in 2013 with 126 million gun owners. Once again, do the math. An article published in the Wall Street Journal in 2012, written by Marty McCary, shed even more light on the amount of doctor deaths and other gross mistakes. He said, medical mistakes kill enough people each week to fill four jumbo jets. The same preventable mistakes are made over and over again, and patients are left in the dark about which hospitals have significantly better or worse safety records than their peers. How's that for a fun thought? Not only are they killing people at an alarming rate, we can't even try to, you know, look at a hospital and say, is this a good hospital or a bad hospital? And they're the ones going after the law-abiding gun owner who kills nobody. It gets worse. I don't have time to tell you about it. If medical errors were a disease, they would be the sixth leading cause of death in America, just behind accidents and ahead of Alzheimer's. And they cost the U.S. healthcare system tens of billions of dollars a year, not to mention all the malpractice suits. Stop throwing rocks, docs. Clean up your own house first, and then me and you can talk. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I think everybody at Lionheart, from the owner down, is trying to package guns and get them out off of this Black Friday sale. And, that's a really good thing, because those of you that ordered these things are going to be delighted. You're going to really like what you're getting. It's the best double-action gun out there. I'm not a big double-action gun fan. but I like this one. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Nothing I like better than when somebody gets out there and is willing to uphold your rights, and at the same time it turns into a really good business decision. Now, over at Breitbart, they published A.W.R. Hawkins went out there and found out, checked Kroger to find out how their third quarter went, which ended November the 8th. Kroger came under attack by the Moms Demand Detention on August the 18th. So you would think that their third quarter sales and profit and loss statements would be indicative of how effective their their boycott campaign was. Well, the profits were up 21% for that quarter. In mid-August, they launched a campaign to pressure Kroger to bar law-abiding citizens from openly carrying guns for self-defense in their stores. They refused to change its policy, and in the third quarter, they saw a 21% increase in profit compared with the same period last year. According to the Supermarket News, which is not really high on my list of reading material, Kroger's net earnings for the quarter were $362 million. The Moms Demand Attention have attacked both Kroger and Fred Meyer, which are these, I believe it's a Northwestern chain, to get them to change policy. They have held fast, and their profits are up. The Moms Demand Attention, when you look at them for what they really are a Facebook group and an advertising campaign in motion, constantly changing and evolving into something else. They have a $50 million investment from Bloomberg, of course, because that gives the appearance of a large grassroots gun control organization. They do okay online and in favorable local media stories, but they consistently, because they're not a grassroots organization, when they try to put high heels on the ground, it ends up, you know, almost a dozen. When they attempted to confront the NRA at their convention last year, or earlier this year, 156 people showed up, including the media and armed security guards and an armored SUV driver for Moms Demand, chief mom wanting attention, Shannon Watts. And they were not exactly in a confrontational posture. As a matter of fact, you had to go out and look for them. Bob Owens at Bearing Arms, he had to go out, and I think he said he walked 14 blocks to find them. They had a protest at a recent Kroger shareholder meeting, and that was, you know, a couple of dozen people. Most lower-level Moms Demand Attention protests draw less than a dozen activists, and those don't attract any local interest because you have the same handful of supporters. They've become professional grassroots people. They have a protest somewhere, and then they get on a bus and say, well, off to the next protest, and then they take off and they go somewhere else. Grassroots. This is nothing more than a small number of paid staffers. These are paid protesters. When they threaten a boycott in an attempt to punish a business for allowing citizens to exercise their basic human right of self-defense, well, it's a target-rich environment because there's more than 57,000 businesses that, and you can check them out at Second Amendment Organization, I believe 2AO. Go check them out at 2AO, who've declared themselves to be supportive of gun owners, and they're seeing their profits soar. Who'd have thunk it? Gun ownership today is more popular now than it has ever been, and it's growing across demographic boundaries. That was the thing I loved about when I was down in this big adventure outdoors shop the other day. I saw couples. I saw young couples and older couples. I saw whole families there. I saw Asians there. Now, all these people are Americans, okay, because they're there buying guns, and if they pass the background check, they're obviously a resident, right? So I'm identifying the different demographic groups. These are all Asians, okay? not Asians, Americans. These are all Americans. I saw Asians. I saw Hispanics. I saw Black Americans. I saw everybody there. And they were all interested in what they were coming to look for. And a good many of them came and checked out the head-down offerings that were there, which were quite impressive. And everybody's getting it. Self-defense is something that is a... it has no border. The whole concept of self-defense has no border. Despite spastic contractions in a few deeply anti-liberty states, gun rights overall are expanding, and it's troubling to the gun grabbers because now they finally got something on the ballot, despite all of the discrepancies and everything, and they can continue to challenge it, but the Nevada ballot initiative was certified by the Nevada Secretary of State, and now they're going to Arizona. They're headed to Arizona. They're trying to make Arizona, Nevada, Washington State, and probably my state, your state soon. They're trying to make them all to be New Jersey or Maryland or D.C. That will prove, I think, to be disastrous for them. But it seems pretty obvious that if you're a business in the majority of the states of the United States and you go out there, and you say, I'm just going to go by the local rules and regulations. You don't even have to get out there and say, I'm pro-gun. It's a profitable measure for you to take. It's the right business decision, and it comes down smack dab on the side of liberty and freedom. And that's a good thing. As these businesses, these modern businesses, as they realize, 57,000 of them, that's nothing to sneeze at. But the moms demand attention. They just aren't getting the respect that they seek. And on, I would try to manifest feelings of sadness about it if I wasn't so busy gut laughing. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door. The jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. They are working like madmen trying to catch up to their Black Friday sale that apparently was enormous. And that's because they got a good gun. And some people became aware of it. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. I'm a little surprised to hear that what I'm going to tell you about is coming out of Montana. But apparently gun control radicalism can sprout from any soil. In his home, Marcus Karma, 30-year-old father of one, heard sounds of someone burglarizing his residence. With his baby to protect, he took out a shotgun and he went to investigate. There he found 17-year-old German exchange student Diren Dede going through his garage, fearing for his life and that of his infant child from an unknown intruder in the night who may have been armed. Karma shot and killed Dede. And that's the way the story should go. That's about as far as it should go. Perhaps Dede forgot that he wasn't in Germany and that Americans are armed and tend to take a less hospitable view of burglars in the night. And that's what Dede was. He was a criminal who broke into a man's house at night in order to rob him. Should it matter that he was only 17? Should it matter that he was unarmed? Should it matter that he was a German exchange student? The answer to all of those is no. 17-year-olds have been killing people just as much as 18-year-olds. Karma should not have to wait till after he is shot in order to protect himself, so inviting Day-Day in for tea to ask him his intentions and whether he is armed is a ludicrous idea to consider. And just because he was German doesn't mean he didn't know that stealing was wrong. Day-Day just misunderstood that doing so to an American runs a higher risk of being shot. And when I look at this, I don't see a case at all. Yet, leave it to some anti-gun prosecutor to push the issue. The trial against Karma for the April 27th incident is currently underway. The rationale for the prosecution rests on painting Karma as a paranoid gun owner who was on edge and acting erratically. Yet, here's the problem. In the area in which he lives, which is the Missoula area, there was a string of burglaries of homes, including his own previously. So, drink that in just for a second. They're undergoing a spate of robberies in the night, and this guy had been, he'd been one of them. His house had already been hit once, and the prosecution is arguing that Karma was paranoid, even though he was correct. And after the April 27th incident, the burglaries in the area ceased. Karma's defense is using the Montana's Stand Your Ground law to justify the shooting. And they have had their Stand Your Ground law since its inception as a state over 125 years ago. The only change to the law in that time came in 2009, when the following caveat to the constitutional right to defend one's home with force was removed. The aggressor must be entering the home in a violent, riotous, or tumultuous manner. So you couldn't shoot cat burglars. They had to be, committing brigandage against your home. That removal was a huge protection bonus for Montanans, because before that, unless the bad guy stormed in your home like cattle rustlers, kicking the door and hooting and hollering, you weren't protected under the law. Didn't really offer too much protection against burglars and rapists and murderers who don't tend to announce their presence before committing those deeds. And yet, of course, there are some Democrats who are raising all kinds of hell because a criminal got shot and killed. Less than 24 hours after Day-Day was shot and killed inside Mr. Karma's home, State Senator Ellie Hill proposed a bill changing the language of the Montana Castle Doctrine, basically returning it to the only covering the aforementioned cattle rustling type of criminal or violent rioting mobs. She had the gall to claim that the Castle Doctrine as it stands now, it doesn't reflect 100 years of self-defense in Montana, and it doesn't make Montana families safer. What Montanans have now lacks common sense. If a person can defend himself against a criminal who quietly enters their house, then I don't know how that suggestion would make anyone other than the criminal safer, to be honest with you. If anything is lacking common sense, it's Senator Hill's ideologically driven mindset. But trying to get a gun controller to follow logic is like trying to teach an owl to swim. She then goes off the rails and speaks with such ridiculous hyperbole that it begs the question on how she was elected in the first place with anecdotes like this. Before 2009, a person had to exhibit some sort of violent, riotous, or tumultuous behavior. Now that he's removed those terms, you can shoot a wayward trick-or-treater. It lacks common sense. Here she is harping on common sense. I would have thought that the gun grabbers would have been all over that Montanan trick-or-treater mowdown epidemic that's happening right now. This is that kind of talk. I would be surprised if Watts or Bloomberg used that. She then goes on to defend her lunacy by claiming to be a gun owner. Yes, Ellie Hill, a Missoula Democrat with three children, has a gun in the closet of her home. This isn't anti-gun, it's common sense. The organizations that we entrust, our police, county attorneys, and our sheriffs, they've all said our current law is a bad idea. Now, if she does have a gun, I wonder how far an intruder would have to subtly enter her home, where her children are, and how accommodating she would be before she felt compelled to actually use her alleged gun. Just because you are a gun owner doesn't give you any credence at all whatsoever to demand that the Second Amendment be limited to other gun owners, Senator. And let's not forget about Deerin Day-Day. This was not some innocent wayward kid screaming trick-or-treat on a guy's lawn who got shot. It was a serial burglar who violated the sanctity of Mr. Karma's home and was killed while Karma was defending it. That's what the Castle Doctrine was intended to do. To protect people from litigation and jail time for simply protecting their own. Now, hopefully, in Montana, a jury will see it the same way. And Marcus Karma is found innocent of these trumped-up charges that he's being railroaded with, and that legislators of Montana don't follow Senator Hill's ridiculous suggestion that it would serve to protect no one other than the criminals that would exploit it. Now, I know. I hear things all the time. The garage is not a room of the home. The garage is a room of the home. Your garage is attached to your home. Normally, they have an entryway into your home. Most of us don't even lock them up. I don't lock mine up. And if somebody's in the garage, they've broken into my home. It's not paranoid when the burglar's in the house, Senator. It's not paranoid. Now, take a recess and go out there and think of some more common sense stuff to think about. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. I've been doing this for a little while now, and you would think that I would know you have to make the mic live in order to talk into it. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. The best. And I mean, you know, this isn't even talking about the construction. Hammer forged upper and lower. Double action plus. Everything on the gun functions when it's on safe. This is just a bad piece of military kit right here. This is just bad with two D's. Check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. Dateline Fargo, North Dakota. A North Dakota mechanic shop owner's pro-gun policy proved useful over the weekend. This happened on Saturday at the Meineke Auto Center in Fargo. Chance Mormon was on duty when a suspicious-looking man, later identified as 32-year-old Eugene Kennett, or Quinnett, walked into the store. Mormon asked Quinnett if he could help him, and then Mr. Quinnett threw his hand under his shirt and said, "You're going to give me all the money you have, or I'm going to blow your expletive deleted head off." This Mormon told us the WDAY. So he took a step back and drew his handgun and ordered him to the ground. That swift action, of course, caught Mr. Quinnett off guard. He bolted out the store and ran across the street to a Motel 6. When police arrived at the motel, Quinnett walked out and surrendered. "We're just happy it didn't escalate past where it went," according to the store's owner, Henry Holtzgard. He said the store's official policy is for employees to hand over cash during a robbery. But he said that both he and Mormon have concealed carry permits. Holtgard carries one of his four handguns with him at all times. "Nobody wants to be a victim," he said. There's no sense to pick and choose when you're going to carry it, because the time you're not carrying it is probably the time you need it. Ultimately, you are in control of whether or not you become a victim of crime. Hopefully, if it never has to be used, but on occasion that it does, it's nice to know it's there. You never know. That guy, I saw his face. I could have been a potential victim, he said. Quinnett is in jail being held on criminal trespassing and robbery charges. Better to have it, not need it, and then when you do need it. I've got a little dilemma. I know how I'm going to solve it, but I have discovered something. I used the Willow Curve, which I haven't talked about in a long time, but I'm about to start. And let me see if he's in the chat room. Yeah, he is. There's somebody out there that listens on a regular basis, one of the ninjas, and I told him I would secure him a Willow, and I actually did that yesterday because I got the people on the phone. But I used the Willow Curve successfully to treat my knees, which was an issue for me because running and gunning or shuffling and gunning or whatever it is I do was painful. Getting down on the ground and getting up off the ground was painful. The Willow's taking care of that. However, I also have something else called piriformis syndrome. And one of the ninjas, who's a sports medicine doctor, I believe, or a podiatrist or something, he knew the symptoms of it, and he helped me treat it, but it has now come back despite the treatment and everything else. And one of the things that aggravates it is carrying a gun. The piriformis is a muscle that comes out from your pelvic girdle. It's a strand of three muscles, and the sciatic nerve goes between two. And the muscles become, what's the term I'm looking for? They become aggravated, and they squeeze that sciatic nerve, which it causes, I mean, it's like a spasm starts on the outside of your hip and works its way in and ends somewhere down mid-thigh, and everything just spasms and holds on. It's horrible. And there are ways to treat it, but one of the things that aggravates it, and I've been through good treatment. I went through a prescription protocol, some stretching, some physical therapy and everything else, and it's back. Oh, no. So I'm going to have to decide how I'm going to carry a gun besides on the hip, which is going to be bothersome to me, because I could always go the route of getting a... First things first, I've got all kinds of holsters for the hip for every gun I own. Just literally all kinds of holsters. Leather and Kydex. I've got just about every G-code holster made for the Glock. I've got some for my Smith. I've got some for my Lionheart. Looking at this, I'm thinking the logical thing for me to go to is a shoulder holster. Which means I don't, you know, during the winter months, it's going to be fine because I wear a jacket of some sort or something. But it also means that I'm probably either going to have to get a shoulder holster for the Lionheart, which is a smaller gun, or for my Glock 19-26, which is not one gun, but I have a 19 and a 26. I'm not liking that. My only other choice I have is to carry off-body, like in a Maxpedition bag, which every time I see a Maxpedition bag out in the wild, I'm thinking, he's got a gun, which is okay. But I sort of like Samuel Harris's idea of the gray man. I have tried something akin to that, Jay. I'm getting some advice from the chat room. But once again, I get to go on another journey. I'm thinking, I'm thinking I'm going to go with a Galco. Unless I can get Jesse Lockhart at G-Code to make me a prototype based upon the OSH. Which is something I'm going to try. I'm going to call him and talk to him about that today. Which I think given the fact that a leather holster assumes the shape of the gun and a Kydex holster is already in the shape of the gun, I don't think that should be that big of an issue. I think that can actually be done. I just don't think anybody's ever... They don't know I'm going to be calling and telling them about this. But, you know, that's just me sharing something with you. If you know, wanting something like that and getting it are going to be two different things. I would prefer to carry G-code holsters. I haven't tried suspenders, but I'm not ready really to go that route just yet. I wear jeans or tactical type pants most of the time. So I don't know. We'll see though. We'll see what comes up. We will. Somebody's saying in the chat room that most people are so buried in their phones you could walk around wearing a plate carrier and few people would notice. That's probably true. That's sad but true. That's very sad and it's very true, but it's pretty funny. However you want to look at it, it's pretty funny. I prefer carrying it on my hip. I have trained to carry it on my hip. There's a couple of things about with a shoulder holster. I mean, that's a whole different function. Because when you're drawing from a shoulder holster, if you're coming out this way, you're sweeping everything from 90 degrees to 90 degrees until you get a point of aim. And I don't want to do that. So, you know, I got a little ciphering I need to do here. Let's roll into hour number two. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980.